Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, August 4th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 9.6 million. That's how many people are paying for a subscription to the dating app Tinder. That's up 17% from a year ago. Tinder's parent company, Match Group, has seen a market recovery in the U.S., which helped the company beat revenue expectations during its most recent quarter. The company is upbeat on the prospects for the dating scene in areas where COVID-19 vaccine rollouts have been successful, including markets like the U.S. and Western Europe. In other parts of the world, like South Korea and India, fewer people are interested in going out right now because of the pandemic. The positive developments didn't dazzle investors, though, with shares of Match Group falling nearly 2% on Tuesday. The next number up is 55%. That's the percentage of New Yorkers who are fully vaccinated. And those people are in luck. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Tuesday that the city would begin requiring people to show proof of vaccination against COVID-19 for a range of indoor activities. The list includes eating indoors at restaurants, going to the gym, and attending live performances. The city plans to start inspections to see if businesses comply with the rule beginning in mid-September. The policy could be a blueprint for other cities and states across the country if it is successful. Our last number is 24%. That's how much shares of Robinhood Markets rose on Tuesday. Interestingly, the rise came without any apparent cause, since the company has not made any major announcements. And it appears that Robinhood may now be trading like the very meme stocks that it has profited off. The company was the second most discussed on Reddit's Wall Street Bets forum and was the third most traded stock among self-directed retail investors on Fidelity. Robinhood's stock initially rose slowly after its initial public offering last week. Robinhood has been the main platform many independent retail investors use to trade meme stocks like GameStop and AMC, but the commission-free platform has also faced criticism in the past from those very investors. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, August 4th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day!